Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 46. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, we come before you now as we prepare to enter your word. Lord, we pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, we want to hear your voice, to remember that these are the words of God, that you are communicating with us. Lord, help us to listen, and help us to do what you tell us to do. Help us to hear and apply it to our lives. Lord, speak to our hearts. Show us what you would have us do based on what we read and see today. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 21, verses 23 through 46. Jesus entered the temple courts, and, while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "And who gave you this authority?" Jesus replied, "I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or of human origin?" They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Then he said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. But later, he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted?
"The first," they answered.
Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized his servants. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent his son to them. "They will respect my son," he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance." So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do
to those tenants.
He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, they replied, and he will rent the vineyard to other tenants, who will give him his share of the crop at the harvest time.
Jesus said to them, Have you never read in the scriptures, The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people who will produce its fruit. Anyone who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables, they knew he was talking about them. They looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd, because the people held that he was a prophet. In today's reading, we see a confrontation and a conversation between Jesus and the religious leaders of his day. It's very interesting. They come to him at the very beginning, and they ask him what gives him the authority and the right to be teaching and doing the things that he does. And so he then asks them a question. And he asks them, John the Baptist, where did he come from? Where did his authority come from? And they realize that they are trapped, that they cannot give a good answer. Because if they say that John came from God, Jesus will ask them, why didn't you follow him? If they say that John was not from God, that he was just a mere man, and that he got his authority in this baptism, what he was doing was simply the idea of a man, then Jesus will point that out to them, and all the people will turn against them, because the people recognized who and what John was. And so they admit that they can't say. And so Jesus did not ever directly answer them. But in his parables, he does answer them. He does basically say, my authority is from God, and you should be listening. I think for us, we also have to come to a decision on what we believe about who Jesus is. Is Jesus from God? Is the Bible from God? And if it is, we must listen and obey. I believe that Jesus was from God, that he was actually God coming to live among us. I believe that the Bible is God's word, that the Bible is God speaking to us, that there are no mistakes in it. I believe that everything in the Bible is from God, and that we can trust all of it to be true. We can trust all of it to give accurate information. There are many reasons why I believe this, but we must look at it and decide, am I going to trust this? And when we do, we must obey it. You see, the Pharisees heard and saw, but they didn't want to turn. They were proud. They thought, oh, we are the authority. We are the ones who are being used by God. And I think in their pride, they lost sight of listening to the voice of God. They began to think that they themselves were the ultimate people who made the decisions, who decided what was right and wrong. They thought that they themselves were the ones that were the way to God. But they really missed it. they missed understanding that they were merely to listen to God and follow God, instead of saying that their ideas were God's ideas. Their pride, I think, was what was their biggest problem. That instead of listening to God and obeying God, they tried to make themselves equal to God. That their ideas were as important as God's ideas. And they've tried to, in many ways, put themselves in God's place. Now, I don't think they actually realized what they were doing. But at some point along the way, they stopped listening to God and started following their own ideas instead of God's. And when Jesus started to challenge them on it, they got very upset and offended, and eventually wanted to kill him because he was taking followers away from them. He was taking away their idea of who they were as leaders. And so we see that in this passage. In the parable of the two sons, Jesus talks about two sons being told to do something by their father. And in this, one of them says, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do." The other one says, "Okay, I'll obey." But their actions are different than their response. Their actions are very different. The one who says, "No, I'm not going to obey," eventually changes his mind and goes out and does what his father told him to do. The one who says, "Yeah, I'll do it," ends up not doing it. On the surface, it looked like he was the obedient one, but his actions demonstrated who he really was. What about us? What do our actions show? The Pharisees, the religious leaders, on the outside, it looked and sounded like they were obeying and following God. Their words sounded like they were following God, like they were the obedient ones. But Jesus is saying that their actions told a different story. When you look at the others, the tax collectors, that they were often considered to be liars and thieves, because when they would go collect taxes, they would say, "Oh, you owe this much." But the amount they said was more than what the government actually wanted. So then they would keep the difference. And so all the people thought of them as to be just basic thieves. And so the tax collectors and the prostitutes, they look like they are not going to be the obedient ones. But eventually they turn. They leave behind their sin and their rebellion, and they obey and follow God. And that's what they had done when John the Baptist came. That many people repented. It means they turned from their sin and they followed. And the Pharisees should have seen this and seen that John the Baptist was from God and doing God's work. But instead, again, they were jealous, because he wasn't one of them. And his actions, when he was getting people to repent, it showed what a failure they were and how they had not been really teaching and leading the people in God's word. And so Jesus once again points out that merely saying something doesn't mean that we are following and obeying. So what about us? Are we just simply looking like we are followers of Jesus on the outside? Or do our actions support that? Do I say one thing and do another? Is my life a demonstration of a true faith and repentance that is in my heart? Finally, he tells a parable, the tenants, the renters, the ones who rented this vineyard. And the owner sends people to collect the money, that as being allowed to rent and use as property, they owed the owner a portion of the proceeds. They got to keep part, but they also had to give part because he allowed them to use his land. But when the servants came, they rejected him. They didn't give the servants what the owner deserved. So he sent more and more. And finally, he sent his own son, and they killed him. This is a picture of the Pharisees and Jesus, that God has entrusted them with being his leaders. They were the religious leaders. They were the ones who should have been doing the work of God. But when God came and asked them to give him what was his, they clung to it and said, "Ours! We're not going to give you anything." And when they saw Jesus, who was the Son of God, God himself, come in the flesh, when he came, they rejected him, just as they had the prophets before him. They didn't accept him, but instead killed him. And so God says, "I will take away the religious position and the spiritual authority that had been yours, and I will give it to someone else. When you reject me, then do not think that you will be part of my kingdom." And so what about us? When we read the Bible, do we accept it as coming from God, as having the authority of God in our lives? Do we give that in our lives the right to tell us what to do? I pray that you do, because I believe the Bible is the very word of God. It is God's directions and instructions for us. And as such, we must listen and obey and do what God tells us to do. Lord, I pray that today you would be with us. Help us to hear your voice and not be like the Pharisees and reject it. Help us to hear your voice and follow and obey. Help us to see that your word has the right to tell us what to do. And when you have told us to do something in your word, help us to do it. Help us not to try to do it on our own or in our own way, but to accept and obey and follow you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.